Dr. Dave vaccinate you against dastardly digital disease with his high-tech hypo right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
So vaccination all across the nation. Keep it from catching monkeypox. When you get the notion.
Now, what do they say? Do they say funky vibe or funky power? What do they say? Funky pox? No, dude.
Yeah.
Pox?
What's the name of the song? So vaccination?
Yeah.
Why would they not use
funky pox? Oh, that's weird.
Think about
that
it.
That sounds weird to me. I think you're wrong.
I don't think so. I think so. Why? What else would they do? What else would it be? Funky power. Funky. I mean, it's funky pox, man. A vaccinate against a pox. Come on, man.
That sounds so strange.
Actually,
to me.
I don't know, but that's what I, to me, I think it sounds like.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like pox. So let's see. But he won't say it now.
No. 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 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. That is a mystery we will not solve.
I think it's funky pox.
During this show.
I'm going to stick with that.
We'll check it out. So we're talking about the Asus dual-band wireless N600 router, the RT56N56U, $85.99. It's funny because during the break I put the link for that router up on my Facebook page, and so you know, you talked about getting it from Egghead, so I said, okay, well, you know, we'll do a little thing for Egghead, you know, and it goes to Amazon. I'm going, wait a minute, and I forgot that Egghead had been purchased by Amazon. Now, you know, one of the things...
And I said, oh, good, that makes me feel better, because Amazon's really good about delivery and communication and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I was on a bit of a rant, a bit of a soapbox about the whole security privacy thing, and just really... the reality is we don't have a lot we can do. I mean, I do think there's some things that we do need to do, that we can do... keep ourselves protected. One of the most important things is just to understand that it's important. And to, you know, somehow try. I was talking with a very, very successful, very bright, experienced gal. I mean, this gal had no reason to sound as stupid as she did when we were talking. But we were talking about, this is a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the Heartbleed thing and saying, okay, you know, if you've got accounts at these websites, you need to change your password. And she says to me, what's so funny? What's so funny?
What's so funny? I looked up the Tower Power Soul Vaccination song lyrics.
Yeah.
Let me read you the first line.
Okay.
Just real quick. It says, all across the nation, people be catching honky pox.
Honky?
Honky. H-O-N-K-Y-P-O-X. Honky pox.
Not funky?
No, it's honky pox.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Even more.
That's
ridiculous
hilarious.
And crazy and outlandish. That's what it says.
That's hilarious.
Honky pox. So there you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. That is funny. Now, how do you know it's accurate?
Well, that's true. You have to... I would think so.
God, that's funny, man.
Honky pox? Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of... You got to do a lot of drugs to have that make sense. Sounds good. But...
No, because...
I mean, when you
think about what... If you think about what Tower Power looks like,
yeah,
there's a lot of honkies on the Tower
Power. Yeah, some of them look like they got the box.
That's right. So I'm sure that's where it came from.
Man, that's funny. So I'm talking to this gal. It was about the Heartbleed thing, and said, okay, you know, she was very concerned. But her reaction, once I told her what she needed to do, just floored me, because she's not this dumb. I said, you know, if you got accounts with these outfits, you need to go ahead and change your passwords. Just to be safe, you really do need to change your passwords on these. And you know, I probably mentioned four or five of the most popular ones that were affected potentially because of the open SSL usage on those sites. And she just completely blew it off. I said, you know what? You know, I'm always struggling with my password. I'm just not going to do it. If there's a problem, I'll deal with it. I'm just not going to do it. Now, put yourself in my shoes. At that point, what do you do? I mean, you know, the visceral thing at that moment is to say, are you freaking nuts? Are you an idiot? Why am I even talking to you? Why did you ask me? Why am I wasting my breath? Right? I mean, that's one thing that occurs to me. And the other one is, it's hopeless. It's hopeless. At least in regards to her. Now, the only problem is I know she's not the only one. It just reminds you of those guys. Look, when we were kids, you probably don't remember this, but when we were kids in Hawaii, they would have tsunamis. And they would have air raid sirens. And we would have to go up.
They did?
Yeah.
They had air raid sirens?
Yeah, it was that thing you heard when you were under the couch.
What?
Yeah, that was
That's
when
what
you
that
were
was?
Under the couch.
I thought that was Japanese attacking.
Yeah,
every
yeah.
time.
No, it was tsunamis.
You don't live on the island of Hawaii 20 years after, approximately,
right.
the Pearl Harbor attack, and keep playing sirens.
Right.
You're telling the kids to duck and cover. That scares the heck out of you.
No. Tsunami warnings. And you'd have, you know, the vast majority of the population would go to higher ground. Some significant but much smaller percentage would stay where they were and say, if it's my time to die, it's my time to die. And then you'd have the very small, but they had enough stupidity to make up for all the others. No, they would go out on the piers to watch the tsunami come in.
I was going to say that some of them go out and surf it.
Some of them would try to surf it.
Oh, big
I'm
waves!
Sure,
Let's
sure.
go!
I'm sure, yeah. And it just it's a very similar dynamic to me. Although I think, unfortunately, you know, the digital tsunami is, you know, isn't just isolated to Oahu or a single beach on Oahu. It is everyone that has an electronic device. How many people don't have an electronic? We have four electronic devices, or six electronic devices,
or seven if you count your car.
Yeah, and so it's quite. I do understand the overwhelming nature of it, but boy, you really do. I mean, if there's a way to figure out how emotionally to just sort of relax, take care of the things as best you can, and then go forth with that attitude of, yeah, you know what, I'll just deal with it if something happens. Because, I mean, ultimately, that's all you can do with life anyway, in any regard. But I think there are a lot of very difficult things going on right now that are moving us in a very negative direction, and I don't like that. I don't like having to come to grips with that. I don't like having to try to tell you guys about it in a way that's just not overwhelmingly negative. I don't like the feeling of powerlessness about it. You know, that holy cow, if everybody can see everything, what do? You know, I mean, you can't put a Faraday cage, you can't make your house a Faraday cage and, you know, stay in the computer talk bunker 24 hours a day. And you know, you talked about Amazon. This is a bit of a tangent, but it's not unrelated. Because I think the dynamic is the same. It's a very interesting dynamic. Amazon, I think one of the probably four or five really incredible companies to come out of the dot-com bubble of the mid to late 90s. Really an incredible company. Is doing what companies do that find themselves in the position that they're in. Apple has done it for years with music. In fact, there's an article I read just this last week, Bon Jovi, talking about how Steve Jobs killed the music business. Well, I think that's partially true. I think the music business also killed the music business. But Amazon is now controlling the access to published materials. And if you are a publisher and or author that doesn't agree to their terms, they shut you down. And there's a big controversy. Many big, relatively big, not the biggest, but big publishers that are saying, hey, we don't want, you know, let's negotiate a reasonable business agreement here. And Amazon's saying, no, this is how things have to be, or you're gone. Well, if you're off Kindle and if you're off Amazon, your sales dwindle to, you know, 75% less than they were before. So we're in a situation where we've got these overwhelmingly powerful institutions, you know, and I'm not the corporate evil guy. I think that, you know, a lot of that's overblown. Corporations are run by human beings, and human beings can be evil, and they can be good. And it just, you know, and governments have human beings in them, and they can be good or they can be bad. But we've got this overwhelming institutional corporate government mentality. Own all the data, control all the data, and the Amazon thing is one angle of that. We come back, we're going to talk about another angle. Verizon and Netflix punching each other in the face.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You might feel a little sting. That just means it's working.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.